General Siaka Tumani Sangare meets with members of the Independent National Electoral Commission, including its former chief, Lusoni Kamara, who now serves as a deputy chairperson alongside Hajamam Kamara as part of a political compromise. It's not an entirely new situation for Sangare, who's an election specialist with the International Organization of the Francophonie and was already a technical assistant to the commission. But it's one thing to be an outside advisor, and quite another thing for the Malian to sit atop Guinea's much-contested electoral commission, 3 days before a scheduled presidential runoff between former Prime Minister Selou Diallo and longtime opposition leader Alpha Condé. Sangare says he's grateful for the trust placed in him by Guinea's interim military leader, General Sakuba Konaté. Sangare says with the help of his colleagues on the Electoral Commission, as well as other officials involved in this process and the two candidates, he can steer the ship of the second round into a safe harbor, God willing. But Sangare says he will not know until later Thursday if the second round runoff can take place Sunday as scheduled. Sangare will also meet with Diallo and Conde and is urging both candidates to leave their animosity in the past. Violence last month between Diallo and Conde supporters postponed a second round vote that had already been delayed by legal challenges to the results of June's first round, in which Diallo won 44% of the vote and Conde finished second with 18%. General Konaté is trying to return Guinea to civilian rule nearly 2 years after soldiers took power in a military coup following the death of longtime leader Lansana Conté. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Conakry.